Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denying allegations that documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm contained evidence of corruption among his closest associates. Speaking Thursday to a media forum in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin described the so-called Panama Papers as part of a Western campaign to undermine Russia. Mr. Putin noted that he himself is not mentioned in the documents. Bahrain Foreign Minister Khalid bin Ahmed Al Khalifa Thursday said Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region and stop weapons shipments and training terrorists. He said Iran should stop financing and supporting what he called proxies. The comments indicate the ongoing concerns of a number of countries about what they view as Iran's destabilizing behavior in the region. The minister spoke during an appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Earlier, Kerry held a series of talks on regional security issues with officials from the Gulf Cooperation Council. Belgian police have released a new video of a man wanted in the recent Brussels airport bombing. The video was taken just minutes after the March 22nd bombing, and it shows the apparent getaway of the third surviving suspect, often identified in the media simply as the man with a hat. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a bombing at a commuter rail station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are feuding over who is qualified to be America's next leader. The two traded contentious barbs Thursday, even though they made a nominal effort to cool the rhetoric between them. This is VOA News. UN Special